Now that's vacation week. In the five towns, many of the girls and boys' school have off, so a lot of people have flown away to Florida, California. So the big question that's been coming up, and comes up often, of course, is whether or not a person says a birchas hagomel when flying or after flying in a plane. So the Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Reish Tes Sif Aleph based on the Gemara that there are four groups of people that recite birchas hagomel. And the mnemonic to remember this is based on the pasuk for Chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela. All the Chaim, all those who live, give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chaim stands for Chola, Yisurim, Yam, and Midbar. What that means is the four groups are Ayur Dehayam, one who travels by sea. Holchei Midbar is one who travels through the desert. Cholev and Nisrap, a person who's ill, very ill, and becomes healthy. And Shiyotza Mibes HaOsurim, one who escapes, who's freed from a dangerous jail. So all these four examples require further research for understanding the definition and the parameters of each of them. But these are the basic four, again, with the mnemonic V'chol HaChayim Yoducha Selah. The question the Shulchan Aruch has in Sif Tes, does Birchas HaGomel apply only to these four examples, or they're just examples, and it applies to other cases as well? So there are two days. One day is that it doesn't apply only to these four, but any time a person's saved from a dangerous situation, his life is spared, so then he would say Birchas HaGomel. These are just four examples. But then there's another opinion that says it only applies to these four. Any other applications would not warrant a Birchas HaGomel, in which case, according to the second day, one would say a Birchas HaGomel if they wanted and felt the need to thank Hashem, but without shame umalchus. How do we paskin? So the Magid of Raman Taz and the Mishnah Berurah, all of them paskin that any situation a person is saved from a very serious danger, it does warrant a Birchas HaGomel. So what about airplanes? Airplanes seemingly would be dangerous, but if you look at the statistics, I don't have them in front of me, but I'm sure you could Google it very, very quickly, that flying by plane is not as dangerous statistically as it is driving in the car. Driving the car, road rage, depending where you live, accidents and deaths happen, unfortunately, all too often. As opposed to airplanes, it's very uncommon for a plane to crash. So statistically, it seems that it wouldn't be a dangerous situation. That being said, however, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Halicha Shlomo Hilchos Tefila Perichav Gimel Sifhei that one should recite a Birchas HaGomel, since airplanes are considered dangerous. Igos Moshe writes in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Siman Nun Tes as well, that one should say a Birchas HaGomel after traveling by plane. And he goes so far to say, even according to the Ma'an Damar, that applies only to those four cases, Yor Deyam, Holcha Midbarias, Cholav and Nisrape, and Shiyotzim Beis HaAsurim, even that Ma'an Damar would agree that flying by plane would require a Birchas HaGomel. For two reasons. Number one, he says, is that an airplane is the same category as a boat. One's in the water, one's in the plane, but it's the same idea that neither one is on the ground. A boat's on the ground, which by definition means it's dangerous, because you're so high off the ground, there's water in between. If that water just leaves, you could just drop and crash and sink in the water. And an airplane is also not on the ground, it's in the air. If the air just kind of evaporates and it's no longer there, you could just drop and it could crash. So just like taking a boat on the water would require a Birchas HaGomel, so too an airplane would require Birchas HaGomel according to all opinions. That's his first reason. His second reason is the whole idea of the Ma'an Damar that limited Birchas HaGomel to only those four cases because those, as Mishnah Berurah explains, are common. But any other example, even though it might be dangerous, is considered uncommon. And we have a klal in Halacha that Milsa de lo Shchicha lo gazrinim. Now, milsa de lo shchicha, a matter that's not common, they weren't gozer. They don't make, chachamim don't make decrees on infrequent cases. So says Rav Moshe, but airplanes are very frequent nowadays. It's a milsa de shchicha, which means that it would be included in that initial gezer, even though the concept of airplanes didn't exist, but since it is a milsa de shchicha, there it goes. There on cases that are frequent, whatever other cases there would be. So up until airplanes, there was no other frequent way of traveling. It was, by desert, by water. I guess you could add cars and trucks, it might also be in trains. But anything that's shchicha would be included in those four cases. And for that reason, Rav Moshe concluded, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, one does say Birchas HaGomel after traveling by plane. The Brisker Tshuvas does bring from a number of tzaddikim. Among them is the Brisker Rav that did not say it because they were choshesh for the da'a in the Shulchan Aruch that you only say Birchas HaGomel in those four cases, nothing beyond that. What happens if a person's traveling, he's stopping over? He stops over, he's going to Eretz Yisrael from New York, and he stops over in London and Paris for a few hours. So the Halicha Shlomo, first Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Aleph, that stopovers do not count as reaching a destination. He talks about a person who's taking a boat ride, and they stop over at a port along the way. He stays there for a couple hours, even a couple of days. That's not called a destination. That's called a stopover. Unless you were planning to go there as a destination. You're planning to go there to somewhere further, but they just took a rest stop. That's not considered a destination. The takana of the bracha is only when you reach your final destination. The Shaar Tzion says if you stay for longer than 3 days, you can't view that as a stopover. That actually becomes a destination. So you're going to multiple destinations sometimes. So longer than 3 days is destination, and it would require a Birchas HaGomel. The Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, doesn't think you have to stay so long. He has a suffix. If you stay overnight, that itself might be considered a stayover as opposed to a stopover. And he thinks maybe one should say a Gomel, even if your intention is just a stopover. But if you sleep, that's called a stayover. He's not sure. He leaves it as a tzarech im. Let's say you're going to a destination, but you're not staying there for 3 days. You're staying there only for a few hours. You're going to catch a business meeting in Chicago, and or London. You're coming right back that day. What's the halacha? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has quoted in Halicha Shlomo, one would say a Gomel on each leg of the trip. Now, it's very possible he won't catch a minion, but let's say you're going from New York to Chicago on the red eye, and you're davening in Chicago, you would say a Gomel when you get to Chicago at davening, and then you come back that evening, and then you'd say a Gomel when you come back the next Torah reading in New York. What if you aren't flying over any bodies of water? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says it doesn't make a difference. The airplane itself is something that's dangerous, so flying there would require, the air is considered dangerous, and Rav Moshe would say the same thing. Flying in the air is like flying on water, and you would say it in all scenarios. But Or Chazarbeinu, from quotes from the Stipler, in Bircha Shevach Oda Os Beis, that one says it only when flying over a body of water. I mean, he felt airplanes isn't considered part of the Takana, but when you're flying over the water, it can't be any worse than flying and taking a boat over the water. But on land, unless you're flying, I guess, over a desert, it would be considered holchamid barrios. But if you're flying over areas where there are no deserts involved, then the Orchas Rabbeinu, the disciple, would say you would not say brachas. I would imagine, based on Ramoshin or Shlomo Zalman, any time a person takes a flight, he should say a birchas hagomel. Everyone have safe travels and enjoy your vacation.